The Grand Traverse is a ski mountaineering race from Crested Butte to Aspen. Beginning at midnight, racers ascend 7,800 vertical feet and trek 37 miles, crossing the finish line at the base of Ajax. Depending on conditions, there can be frostbite, dehydration, and injuries. Equipment failures and pace problems can force retreat back to the start.
People in that tent crying, just absolutely crushed that they are getting turned around because they've spent the entire winter preparing for the event and haven't made it.
The race is organized by Crested Butte Nordic. Spokesman Drew Holbrook is pretty upfront about how much can go wrong.
Okay, so that all sounds miserable. Why would anyone do this?
Because they're all crazy. It's just an adventure. It's just an experience, and people want to challenge themselves and see if they can do it and see how well they can do it.
Teams of two are required because of the treacherous conditions of the course, and mandatory gear like survival tents, avalanche shovels, and 24 hours worth of food are checked at points along the way. The number of entries is limited in case emergency evacuations are required. The race filled up within 10 hours this year. There are almost 100 teams currently on the wait list. There are also 10 slots reserved for teams who are using the race as a way to fundraise for charities. Snowmass Village residents Jeff Clark and Jack Linehan are among those charity teams. Through their Race for Nepal team, they hope to raise $25,000 to give toward reconstructing homes in Lalitpur, Nepal, which was destroyed by an earthquake last April. The J-Bombers, as they call themselves, train together on the Aspen Snowmass ski areas nearly every day, skinning up Taihak or the Bowl and then bombing down, and then doing it again, lap after lap, to prepare for the trek across the Elk Mountains. The pair participated in the Grand Traverse last year, but without a disciplined training regimen. Clark says he experienced an unexpected range of emotions and self-discovery.
It was like, why am I doing this? And then it was like, you're such an idiot. Why would you do this? What makes you think you could do this? And there's like vomit on the course, and you're like, oh my God. Finally, you crest to the top of the pass. I'm like, this is the worst idea ever. Get to the top of the pass. The sun is just poking through. And my soul was like, best idea you've ever had in your life.
This year, Clark and Linehan say they have extra motivation because of their charitable cause. They are very aware that they are electing to put themselves in strenuous conditions, whereas the families they are raising money for don't have a choice. None of the charity team racers are professional athletes. They are not competing to win and are working in their training around jobs, family, and in some cases, without mountains to practice on. Liz Onifer lives in Victor, Idaho, and is racing for Camp to Belong. She's an avid backcountry skier, but after losing a friend in an avalanche, she stopped cold. Until this season, with the greater mission of connecting foster children with their siblings.
There have been points in the last couple of years that I didn't know if I would ever go back to backcountry skiing, which was really difficult for me because I absolutely love it out there, and it's where I find my true spirit. And thinking through, you know, the difficulties and challenges that we all face in our lives, and especially the kids that I've met through Camp to Belong and their experience in foster care and being separated from their siblings has been a real source of strength for me. And so thinking that if these kids can push through and survive literally every day, which is a challenge for them, then I can also push myself back into places where I know that my heart truly is, even when it scares me.
Because Onifer works a 9-to-5, during the week she's only able to get in a fat bike ride or a quick run. On the weekends, she goes out with her boyfriend and race partner on 7-to-8-hour ski tours in the Tetons. He's a natural athlete, but it was only in her 30s that Onifer began to incorporate fitness into her life, losing 60 pounds. Along with the physical training, the partners are also trying to prepare for the tough moments along the race course.
The first couple hours, I think the excitement and anticipation and the everybody around will kind of fuel us. But come 3, 4, 5 in the morning, I start to get a little more concerned because we've been out in the dark for a while. We know it's a few hours until sunrise. And that's when it gets really mentally challenging.
Ron Clobundy began Generosity Feeds when he realized that even in his wealthy community right outside of Washington, D.C., there were children who didn't have enough to eat. As he has trained this year for the Grand Traverse, the hardest aspect for him has been the time he's given up spending with his own children as he travels hours to the closest mountains.
But I've already told my wife and kids when they're standing at the finish line that they're going to see me bawl my eyes out like a baby because of a half year of built up emotions towards a major goal and its accomplishment.
Klobundi's training partner is a decade younger and lives in Evergreen, Colorado. He says they have a mentor-mentee relationship and are getting mentally prepared for the highs and the lows of race day.
We both imagine it's going to be hell. And I think the idea of doing it sounds glorious. But when you take time to factor in what truly is going on in all of that, there's no question it's a mentally and physically grueling race.
Kate Coons is racing this year for the Andy Tyson Memorial Fund. Andy is her friend. He and another friend, AJ Linnell, died in a plane crash this year. There's also an AJ Memorial team. In honor of the adventurous spirit of Andy, in combination with her 40th birthday, Coons decided to test herself in the Grand Traverse.
And it's totally a race that Andy would have done, and he wouldn't have told anybody about it, and he probably would have won, you know? And so I'm like, well, we won't be winning, but...
Coons is based in Victor, Idaho. She works for the National Outdoor Leadership School, or NOLS, and gets to train for the Grand Traverse through her professional work as a backcountry instructor. Contributions to the Andy Tyson Memorial Fund will go to scholarships for people in developing mountain nations. Coons and her partner will be wearing Wonder Woman outfits during their descent of Aspen Mountain, a gift from Andy's wife, Molly. The two have been on many adventures together, and Coons says they approach the challenge in similar ways.
Where we keep coming back to is just that we just share the same mindset. If things aren't going well, and it's not like one of us is going to be really upset, you know, it's just we've accepted that we're doing this together, and it's about fun, and we're doing it in honor of Andy, and, you know, it's, and that's the important part.
Earlier this month, locals Clark and Linehan participated in the Audi Power of Four race across all of Aspen Skiing Company's mountains, a little warm-up for the Grand Traverse. This Saturday, a fundraising event at Justice Snow's will include information about the community they are raising money for in Nepal and presentations on ski mountaineering. The J-Bombers are more than halfway to their fundraising goal, and Linehan says they are in peak condition for the race later this month.
But very humbled still, yeah, by, you know, the length of it and the conditions. I mean, you never know, so you just have to be ready for everything. And I think this year has taught Jeff and I a lot about preparation, so we're pretty confident we can meet that challenge.
For additional racer profiles, extended interviews, and photos of the Grand Traverse charity teams, go online, aspenpublicradio.org. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.